6, 66 faster today. Because this historically low rate of 2.75% fixed will soon be history. That's 866 66 faster.
866 66 faster. You've got the green light.
That's 866 66 faster.
KNX News Time, 8:13.
Huge free health care clinic back at the downtown sports arena this week. Wristbands being handed out to the patients today. The clinic expected to begin seeing them on Thursday morning. Let's go live to Don Minnelli, president of Care Harbor. That's the group that's organizing the health clinic. Don, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's talk, first of all, just the nuts and bolts about how you get access to this. What do you have to do today?
You have to basically show up at the sports arena. We have, I would guess, between 2,000 and 3,000 people in line right now. We're going to start passing out wristbands about 1 o'clock. These are wristbands that will be placed on your wrist. That's your ticket to the arena. Once you have it, you can go home. It tells you what day to come. And it's basically a way to keep people from having to wait forever in the parking lot to get in.
Sure. So, you know, every time we have one of these clinics in Los Angeles, it is, again, so revealing about how many people, not only here, but across the country, frankly, need to get health care. They just can't get it. They can't afford it.
It's amazing. I mean, L.A. County has 2.2 million who have no insurance, and more without dental insurance. And when you look at the line, like I am right now, it cuts across a lot of demographics. I mean, we've got MBAs in line, people who have lost their jobs, people who are working two jobs and have no insurance.
And so we know from previous experiences of these, I mean, there are life-saving conditions that are discovered in these clinics.
Oh, yeah. The last one there's a couple of them. Dr. Oz did one on his show, a woman who had third-stage breast cancer who was going to make it. And she would not have been, she wouldn't be alive today had she not come to the clinic last year.
And again, because we only got a couple of seconds here, see you've got a few thousand already there. Do you know, how many can you take care of?
We're looking to do about 4,800. It's a little loose because it depends on how many volunteers we have each day. But right now, it looks like we're pretty full up. We're going to have 100 dental chairs on the floor. That's the biggest need.
And by the way, that's a point we should also make. These are people that come in and volunteer to help these folks.
It's wonderful. Doctors, dentists, we could still use a few pharmacists. But this is, give up their day. Take a day off from the office at some financial sacrifice and put in a grueling day here for free.
All right, Don. We're running out of time, but we're going to check back with you, find out how it's going, and we'll hopefully have a chance to talk to some of the folks that are getting care there. Don Minnelli, president of Care Harbor there. People, he said, 2,000 to 3,000 people already lined up out at the sports arena right now to get those wristbands so they can take some advantage of those who are volunteering their time. KNX News Time 8:16.